Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning. We hope everybody is having a good day. And joining us in studio now, she is here every Wednesday at this same time. We have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Well, hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good to see you this morning. And again, it's I've been talking about how it's going to be a busy weekend here in Coffeyville, and we'll get to that here in just a minute. But we'll start off with today's virtual CNN, correct?
Not too many announcements. We have a few events going on, but not a lot still. Mm-hmm. It's still kind of really quiet in Coffeyville, but trying to find ways to be creative and do some events that don't require a big crowd. So
right.
We're coming up with some ways. But a few announcements I do have. So the Coffeyville Recreation Commission, they did open their lobby and are asking everybody to wear a mask upon entering. They do have youth baseball and softball leagues going on right now. And what they're just doing is asking all the parents and spectators to make sure to adhere to that social distancing, which is very hard for sports parents. Mm-hmm. You know, they all want to congregate and talk, but it's hard. The high school indoor pool is open, and what they do is kind of encourage you to wear a mask walking in, but then once you get into the pool, you don't have to wear a mask.
Right. I'd be kind of interested in trying to wear a mask while swimming, you know.
I don't know. They'll come up with something. I don't know. So, and then the final reminder, they are doing the fall sports signups right now. That deadline is this week, as well as the deadline for the Plush Pals activity. Library does open up this Saturday, so everybody's excited about that.
Yay!
And then they're still doing their virtual story time, which is on Wednesdays from 11 to 12. As you probably know, the announcement yesterday from the city of Coffeyville that they are requiring everybody to wear a mask into their facility. So any Coffeyville official facility will require a mask. Pat McCory from Verse 9 Methodist, they are not doing VBS, as I announced last week, but they're assembling at-home VBS kits, and those will be available later this summer. As you know, you just talked about a busy weekend, so Summer Celebration is this weekend, for example, of one of the activities. It's on. The big key here, though, is it's outside, and it's a huge park area, so there's really no reason for you to be on top of each other. Just make sure you are socially distanced.
Should be very easy to socially distance.
As I said, it's a pretty big area, so you should be able to spread out a little bit. Dr. Gangula from CRMC just released an announcement yesterday, just kind of encouraging everybody just to, you know, he didn't say not go. He just said, hey, you can go. Just make sure, again, like you said, social distance. If you are going to be close to somebody, wear a mask. Just follow good practices and let everybody just enjoy it. I think a lot of people are still concerned or maybe not going to go. They still want to stay home and avoid the crowds. But a lot of people know that they're outside, super hot. As hot as it is, it probably kills anything.
Right.
I mean, it's supposed to be so hot this weekend. But most people are excited. They're just ready to be able to get out and enjoy the fireworks. So that'll be good. We just had a ribbon cutting this week. So our newest chamber member is J&D Market. They're down on South Walnut. It's a Hispanic meat market, but oh my gosh, it was wonderful to go in there. It's amazing. They're very clean. They have all kinds of meat. They also have produce, so all kinds of fresh produce, and some of it that you don't find in a lot of stores, so it was really neat. And then they made us, when we got to go in that day, they made some samples of, and I'll say it wrong, chicharrón? Is that how you say that?
I'm not sure.
It's the pork rinds, basically. I call them pork rinds, but
right.
The Hispanic word is a little different. But they made these homemade ones. They were amazing. Oh, my gosh. I'm going back in to get a big bag. So we're just excited they're here. Again, new business. The owner moved to Coffeyville recently. Very wonderful, just humble guy. Very nice. And so we're excited about that new market coming in. So the calls that we'd be getting, and you guys probably have got some too, are just what are businesses doing with the mask requirements? So we're getting a lot of calls about that. In fact, we've had some say, do you have a list of who's requiring or who's not? No, there's no magical list out there. Really what we're just saying is most of the employers that we've talked to are really trying to be very proactive in keeping you safe. A lot of them now have sneeze guards. They've got hand sanitizer as you walk in. You know, they're doing as much as they can to try to make sure everybody is safe. What I tell everybody, though, is when in doubt, just call ahead. mm-hmm. and just go, hey, I just need to check, you know, is a mask required? Do I need to bring a mask, not bring a mask? Most of them are offering, like, curbside. You know, we saw that early when everything was shut in, but a lot of places have continued it, and I think that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So places are like, if you don't want to come in, that's fine. Call us, tell us what we need. You know, we'll pay by phone, or we'll have you stay in your vehicle. We'll come out, grab your card, you know, whatever. So they're trying to find ways to make it work, and I love that. Listen, you know, the cases are climbing, but as we have heard from the county, most of them are being traced back to the same cluster. But no matter what you feel about what's happening, I really want to encourage everybody just to kind of be kind and positive. You know, I don't know if you realize, but it's been a crazy year. And we as a community really just have to focus on what we can do to support each other. Because I know right now there's so many things that are causing fear and panic and frustration. And just be kind to each other and find ways to support each other. Like, for example, the Chamber, of course, my goal is to support our businesses. So what I'm doing is just trying to find ways to help our businesses stay open because we want them here next year. You know, right. We don't want to be looking back a year from now going, oh, everybody closed because they couldn't keep up. So we want to support them. And like I said, just reach out to them because they are finding a way to make sure that you get everything you need, whether it's online ordering, curbside, whatever. But we're also trying to figure out ways to get everybody connected, even if we can't, like, be together. So, here's an example. I have a brew fest that's supposed to be held in October. We've went back and forth about whether to host it. And at this point, it's looking like it probably won't happen. There's mm-hmm. still probably going to be a lot of restrictions, even this fall. So, we're tossing around the idea, and I'd love to have everybody's feedback on this. We're thinking about having a drive-through brewfest, so to speak. Basically, you would pay to get a meal, like we're looking at maybe doing a slab of ribs, and then you would have six drinks from various brewers to taste. So you get your own little tasting glass, you would have like six cans of different brews, and then you could go home, don't have to be around the crowd, get to taste out your own little stuff, see what you like, have some food, and you know. So I don't know, I think we're trying to do that, and other groups are doing the same thing, just trying to find creative ways to have events and still be together as a community. So the last thing I wanted to say is if I just kind of encourage everybody to, whether it's sending your good thoughts or if you're into prayer, or maybe it's writing a note, but just kind of finding a way to send good thoughts to our leaders. There's a lot of people that are struggling with trying to figure out how to make things work. So our school board right now, oh, I'm not envious of being in their position right now, trying to figure out how to open school safely. We've got our county health department trying to figure out, you know, what kind of mandates and requirements and what do we do to keep things safe. You know, I know the chamber, we're trying to keep our businesses strong and our community together. Just everybody, all the community leaders have a lot on their plate right now. And whether you agree with their decisions or not, I'm kind of just encouraging everybody just to be patient and be kind with them and give them encouragement. We all need encouragement right now because we're making hard decisions that there are no win-win. You know, it's a struggle no matter what. So,
right. But
on a positive note, every week I try to find something good in the community that's happening. And I'm like, yeah, let's celebrate this. This one, maybe you won't agree with me, but I'm excited anyway. Chiefs. And Mahomes, you know, they signed a 10-year contract, so we get to keep Patrick in Kansas City, whatever you want to call it. I'm excited, and, you know, you got to celebrate every little victory, and that's a victory.
Patrick so, Mahomes, the Mahomie.
Yes, we're excited. So I don't care what it is that you want to celebrate, but for me, that's what I'm celebrating this week.
Absolutely. I mean, that was very cool, and I mean, That contract is crazy. It's basically 10 year, almost over $500 million. It's just like
it's like
they were like breaking it down, and it's like I can't remember what it was, but it's like he's making like over $2 a second.
Yeah,
it so is. It's like
a huge amount.
I'm just like a second. That means in a minute he's making what is that? A lot of money.
Well, so. And I could be wrong. So you're welcome to come back at me 5 years from now and go, oh, you are totally wrong, Candy. But this kid has some good character. For somebody so young, he's done a lot of really cool things, and he does a lot of giving back. So mm-hmm. I hate NFL when it comes to like just the massive amount they make when everybody in the world needs right. that money too. But I do see him being one that will take what he's getting and giving it back.
No, he seems like he's a really good kid, too. Yeah. You haven't seen him get into any trouble or anything like that. Yeah. He was the same way when he was at
Texas
Tech.
He's volunteering at things and giving. I mean, I really do think he's going to use his money wisely. Now, I could be wrong. Like I said, sometimes money changes people.
Right.
But I think he will be one that'll do good for it. So.
And definitely love his passion on the field.
Right? Yeah.
He shows it. He gets excited.
Good.
So.
He has such a good heart. He just wants everybody excited like he is.
Right. All right. Well, Candy, if anybody has any... another thing I did want to throw out there, we had the summer celebration is Saturday. Also, Friday night, you got the Midland.
Night. Yes.
So that's why I'm saying there's a lot going on this weekend. You have the movie Friday night, and then Saturday you can go out to the celebration. So
it's awesome to be able to have a movie night, because you can't really have a lot of activities, but this is outdoors.
Yes.
And you can spread out. I mean, you and your family can be close, but then you're, several feet away from everybody else and get to enjoy something outside. And
they're showing The Sandlot.
One
of my favorites. Unfortunately, I have to go out of town. I'll be back for the celebration the next day, though, but I have to go out of town. Otherwise, if I wasn't going out of town, I would be probably front row in the street going, all right, let's do this.
I know. It's awesome.
It's one of my favorite movies. I love The Sandlot. And that is happening on Friday. That's what I was saying. There's a few things going on this weekend. You got the movie Friday night, and then the summer celebration that pretty much goes all day on mm-hmm. Saturday with mm-hmm. apparently talking about a 40 to 45 minute fireworks show at the end of it. So
it's
going to
be
amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely excited about it.
It's going to be really big. That morning, Caney's also having their graduation. I've got a niece there.
Great.
So that'll be going on too. And there was something else I read, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah, there's a few small little things going on mm-hmm. in town. So that's exciting.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. So be sure to get out there and enjoy it. If keep social distancing, wear your mask if that's mm-hmm. what you would like to do. Nothing wrong with that at all. I have mine in the car, so I just forgot to bring it in. So
I have mine with me, yes.
So I do keep it with me. It's just I forgot to bring it in today, but I don't think I really need it right now. So, all right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in. And if anybody wants to talk to you, how can they get a hold of you?
Doors always open. Stop by the chamber. I'd love to hear from the community all the time. You can give me a call at 251-2550, or you can email me. You can jump on our website. We have our email address on there and community calendar and all kinds of good resources. So
still ICs?
We still have ices. We're
still
having to be
ices.
More careful about them,
Right.
But no, we still have them going on. So.
Ices, yeah. So good. All right, Candy. Well, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart open line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you'd like to answer today's Nichols Hitching Pulse Poll question of the day before I turn your mic off, Candy.
Yeah.
The question today is, when going to the movies, which do you prefer getting, popcorn or candy?
Oh, that's hard. But I would say popcorn.
All right.
With lots of butter.
I've said it several times this morning, but I have to reiterate it. When I was married, my ex would always say, because, some theaters have the automatic butter dispenser where you can do it on your own. And I'd be like, and just keep going. She'd be like, would you like a side of popcorn with your butter?
Yeah.
I mean... I always put a lot of butter on it. And then I'm looking at it, I was like, why did I put so much? Because it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Candy. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.